Indonesia is the world's largest Islamic country. In a population of more than 200 million people, at least 80% are Muslims. And as in other predominantly Muslim countries, many Indonesians have expressed misgivings about the U.S.-led war on terrorism. But Indonesia has always been known for its moderate brand of Islam, and so far it seems that the moderates are in control. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Jakarta.
When the U.S. began its military action in Afghanistan last month and anti-American demonstrations erupted across the Muslim world, Jakarta was no exception. The favorite target of Muslim anger, the U.S. Embassy in the capital. The American ambassador received death threats, embassy families left Jakarta, and Americans were advised not to travel to Indonesia. The groups leading the demonstrations are diverse and not always coordinated. One of them, known as Darul Islam, claims to have 18 million followers. The group's spokesman, Al-Qaeda, openly admits that its domestic agenda includes bombing Christian churches in Indonesia. And more recently, its foreign agenda has involved supporting the Taliban.
Last month, we have sent 201 persons from the Dawah Islam movement to Afghanistan territory because we would like to perform the jihad against America there. We consider America had performed a kind of terroristic attack toward the Muslim country. So we have enough reason to fight against America, and we call it as a jihad.
However, groups like Darul Islam are not the whole story. Many Indonesians expressed sympathy for the victims of the September 11th attacks and their families in the United States. Indonesia may be the world's most populous Muslim nation, but Islam here is known for its moderation. The religion only made real inroads in the 15th and 16th centuries, 600 or 700 years after it swept through much of the Middle East and North Africa. Before that, Indonesia was Buddhist and Hindu, and since then Christianity has arrived, making a much more diverse religious society, where Islam is generally less political than in the Middle East. On the first day of Ramadan, 16-year-old Fakhri led his young classmates in chanting from the Quran at the Darunaja religious school on the outskirts of Jakarta. Boys and, importantly, girls who attend this school do study the Quran and the Hadith, or sayings of the Prophet. But teacher Palaungan Tanjung says the education they receive is much broader than that.
The curriculum what we have here is mixed between Islamic science and common or general sciences. What we have in Islamic science, of course, is Al-Quran and Hadith is the basic of everything. Second is the general science like biology, chemistry, Arabic, English, and Indonesia literatures. And we have also internet and computer. And the activity what we have is like scouting, martial art, and then we have music, and we have also sport.
In short, a well-rounded education aimed at creating well-balanced members of society. A far cry from many of the madrasas or religious schools of Pakistan or the Middle East, which teach the Quran and nothing else. Tanjung says some extreme schools do exist in Indonesia, but they are a tiny minority. And while the madrasas of Pakistan are focusing only on one type of jihad, 16-year-old Fakhri points out that the word jihad does not just mean holy war.
The Muslim in jihad divided in two groups, them who go to war and them do jihad on himself, like the learning and studying. Jihad means struggle, but not struggle into war only, but struggle to keep ourselves from the things that not good for us. Personal struggle.
And it's the personal struggle jihad that you're more likely to find in Indonesia. The country's moderate Islam has drawn comparisons with Malaysia and Turkey. However, the majority are still Muslims, and there is a general unease at the number of civilian casualties caused by the US bombing in Afghanistan. Militant Islam will not go away in Indonesia, partly because of the role it plays in domestic politics. But the sight of Afghans rejoicing at their liberation from the Taliban will go some way to undercut its attraction. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jakarta.